listening to the Stone Roses. Their debut album came out of Manchester, England 25 years ago. It's an LP that writer and critic Colin Fleming maintains is one of the best of the last quarter century. He's not alone. Many have hailed it as one of Britain's greatest. So this seems like a big statement, Colin, especially for a band that never really got their due in this country, right?
Right. Well, it's a singular album because not many albums have ever really blended the epic and the personal, the messianic and the subtle, like the Roses' debut. They open with I Want to Be Adored, and we have this guitar riff inside of a bass riff. So it's like this neuron inside of a sheath.
So was the album one of those debuts that came out pretty quickly, came together quickly, or was this something that the band labored at for a long time?
It took an age, because they formed in 83, and so we don't get this until 89. But if we listen to a very weedy and reedy demo of a Key album track, She Bangs the Drums, from 1986, we can hear the start of this kind of great and mighty heraldry that the Roses always trafficked in. Now, 3 years later, that grows up into this ride with me or die with me kind of moment where the Roses stake a claim for the future.
So you say a common criticism about the band was Ian Brown's vocals, which is kind of surprising. I mean, he's not that bad.
He's like slagged off all the time, even now. But you take like a song like Made of Stone, and it opens with the lines, your knuckles widen on the wheel, the last thing that your hands will feel, which is like a mouthful. And he manages, though, to deliver it with a serpentine, sinewy quality, but you can even hum along to his opening vocal.
Okay, so the last song on this album was called, of all things, I Am the Resurrection. Did the Roses really have that kind of ego, or was there something else at play here?
Oh, it's funny, because at their first run of like classic gigs in the spring of 89, people were so kind of in awe of them that they wouldn't even like clap. And they usually concluded with Resurrection. So Ian Brown, at one of the best shows, goes up to the microphone, just looks everyone over. They're just staring back at him. And he says, still some tense people. They stare some more. And then he just says, last chance to dance. Okay, so you think, wow, we've come to the end of the record. I mean, what can you do after that? But here's the thing. If you start to think that the Roses' debut is something that's from 25 years ago and they've seeded over a portion of that aforementioned past, all you need to do is listen to the extended instrumental coda that follows the chorus that we just heard, and it's this perpetual case of Welcome to the Resurrection.
Okay, so this was the big album from the Stone Roses, their debut 25 years ago. What are they doing now, Colin? What have the last 25 years meant to this band?
They tried to get more money. They had a record contract fall through. 1994, they released a sophomore album that no one really liked. And then they got back together a couple years ago, and their set list is made up in large part of songs from this debut album all those years ago, which is what people want to hear.
I suppose, why reinvent the wheel if you knock it out of the park the first go round? Music critic Colin Fleming talking to us about the Stone Roses' debut album 25 years ago. Colin Fleming's forthcoming book is called The Anglerfish Comedy Troupe, Stories from the Abyss. Colin, thanks so much for talking with us.
Hey, thanks a lot, Rachel.